I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO. A group of Juneau residents who want to limit cruise ship traffic in town didn't get enough signatures to advance their proposed ballot initiatives. Now, that group and their opponents are both looking to city officials for what comes next. Wednesday was the deadline to turn in petition signatures of qualified Juneau voters. Instead of turning in booklets with thousands of signatures to the city clerk, Carla Hart delivered letters addressed to the Juneau Assembly.
We collected a substantial number of signatures, but we did not collect enough. The weather and the pandemic were daunting foes. We're confident with a little bit more time we could have achieved the number.
Hart wouldn't say how many signatures they managed to collect. Her group, Juneau Cruise Control, needed about 3,000 for each of their three proposals to go forward. The group wanted to ban cruise ships between 7 p.m. and 7 a.m. and on Saturdays, and then beginning in 2026, ban cruise ships over a certain size. The letter Hart's group submitted asks the Juneau Assembly to impose some limits and for the cruise ship companies and tour operators to voluntarily limit their impacts.
We're going to give the city the chance and the industry to do the right thing. Okay. And if they don't, we'll be back. Well, we're not going away at all. We'll be around.
Hart said industry opposition and a counter campaign also made signature gathering difficult. The group claims in its letters that some people were supportive but wouldn't sign because they feared blowback in their job or at their business or with their friends, neighbors, and relatives. After meeting with the clerk at City Hall, the group took press questions under a park shelter across the street. There weren't any big cruise ships in town, but Hart kept getting interrupted by trucks hauling shipping containers.
Areas that were not used for commercial tourism, and these guys must be really happy there's no cruise ships right now.
Laura Martinson is a downtown gift shop owner and co-chair of Protect Juneau's Future, which ran the Don't Sign campaign against the ballot initiatives. She says her group was overwhelmed with gratitude.
I don't think any of us expected this kind of groundswell of unity across the community, and we really heard the resounding voices of stakeholders far and wide.
Martinson says that includes local business owners, employees, native corporations, unions, and citizens without tourism ties concerned about a sustainable future for Juneau. Martinson says the failure of the ballot initiatives clears the way for discussion and work to continue on managing the growth of the visitor industry. City officials are beginning to work through a long list of recommendations from the Visitor Industry Task Force, whose work got put on a back burner when the pandemic struck last year.
The Visitor Industry Task Force did an enormous amount of work to lay the groundwork on how we should proceed and how we should best manage our industry moving forward.
Assemblymember Carol Treem chaired the task force. She says some recommendations, like extending seasonal barriers along sidewalks that keep pedestrians out of the street, have already been implemented. And she says the Assembly will be ready to discuss creating a city staff position focused on tourism impacts soon. Meanwhile, Hart says volunteer support for her group grew from a handful at the beginning of the ballot initiative process to perhaps 50 now.
Next time, we'll start with a lot more power. If there's a next time.
There will be a next time.
I still have hope the Assembly will do the right thing.
City codes may bar Juneau Cruise Control from trying ballot initiatives again for at least 6 months. Hart says that's fine by her. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.